This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on The Mix, and what can we help solve for you today? It's Text Roulette, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. All right, Radar, let's spin that roulette wheel.
24.
Okay, let me hit refresh. Scroll down here.
24.
We are seeing your texts that are coming in from overnight and from this morning. And here is one about... Oh my gosh. Okay, this is... Oh, my heart really goes out to this person.
Ah, what's going on? What's going on?
The question is, how can you believe in faith and miracles when life keeps jabbing you down from every side?
That's a tough one. You got to believe. You got to believe.
But how? How can you believe?
Everything that's thrown at you, you know there's a higher power that's saying you can handle this. Mm. Ain't no mountain high enough. Right?
Well, and
it's hard, but you got to keep pushing.
Well, and you have to try to remember too is that most situations are temporary, and there, what do they say? There's a blessing in every lesson.
Blessing in every lesson. I like that.
There's a blessing in there. There's a lesson to be learned with what's going on. But when you feel like life just keeps kicking you down time and time and time and time again, it's all about trying your hardest to shift that perspective. If you talk about faith, it's a lot of, okay, giving it up to God if we're going to go there. Give it up to God.
Yeah, right,
God is all-knowing. God has control. But how do you keep that faith and how do you believe in miracles based on this person is saying when life keeps jabbing you down from every side?
Sometimes it's good to maybe say, look, it's not how far I'm going or what's going on. Like, what have I been through? And I got through it. It's just taken a little bit more. This bridge is a little bit longer to cross to get over to the other side where the good is. Kind of feel that way. Okay, maybe on a smaller scale. Kind of feel that way with the car repair. Just had the car in the shop. The dryer is doing this. This is happening. It always seems like things are breaking. Things are falling apart in your life, like physically. Mm-hmm. And you're like, gosh, when is this going to stop? When are these things going to stop breaking? Mm-hmm. Maybe after winter, it won't be so bad. But then, you know, it's just kind of seems like things kind of move on eventually. You just don't know when. You just got to keep the faith. Kind of like what Billy Joel used to sing. So I'm keeping the faith. Yeah, I'm throwing music at this thing the whole way.
I'm just hearing George Michael. You got to have faith.
Faith.
Well, and when you feel like everything sucks and when you feel like everything's going wrong, there needs to be a moment in time when you have gratitude, as hard as that can be, maybe a gratitude list, because it's about shifting the perspective. And to do that, sometimes you have to physically move, go for a walk, work out, do something to get the endorphins going. But a gratitude list can help you at times look at there are still blessings, there are still good things. I mean, my goodness, if you have air in your lungs, be thankful because you're still here. And you still have a fighting chance to turn the situation around. And sometimes when you look at gratitude also, it can stop you from comparing what other people are dealing with, what other people have, and maybe you don't have. And you could focus on the good things in your life, and that can help to turn that mindset around.
I like what you just said about wanting what somebody else has, but look behind you because somebody who doesn't have what you have is looking at you saying the same thing. Oh, I wish I had. air in your lungs. I wish I could walk to my job, drive to my job. I don't have a car, this, that.
Yeah.
This is happening. So kind of think, this is something my mom would say all the time, and I would always roll my eyes, even to this day, and go,
but was mom right? Was mom right?
Stop it. There are people who are worse off than you, and they would wish to be you. So
yeah,
just
but
look at a blessing here. Your blessings are what you have right now. You'll get there. You'll get there. You got to be persistent.
Well, and not, you know, we don't want to not validate how this mixed listener is feeling who
well,
sent
sure,
in
no.
this question to the text line, but there needs to be that shift of perspective. So try to do a gratitude list. That might be the best way to try to sit there and change that perspective.
Absolutely.
And again, the question this morning, what we landed on here with Text Roulette, how can you believe in faith and miracles when life keeps jabbing you down from every side? Do you have some insight to help out this mixed listener? 414-432-1099. And can we give this big mixed listener a giant group hug?
Big old hug, everybody. Let's go.
We're sorry
Virtual.
That life is feeling so heavy. We're sorry that life is feeling so difficult right now. But you did the right thing to reach out, to find that support.
We'll get some help for you.
Yes. And we hope that this was able to answer your question. But anybody else, how do you keep the faith when life is just knocking you down time and time again?
Coming up, your calls and texts. But first, this from our sponsors.
It's Text Roulette with Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Julie, thank you for calling in. Now, the question for those of you that maybe missed it, a real heartfelt question that came through on the Side and Unlimited text line here. How can you believe in faith and miracles when life keeps jabbing you down from every side? Julie, what do you want to say?
I can relate to this 110%.
110, right? So wow, okay.
We had, our first child was born with brittle bone disease.
Ooh.
And after dealing with that for a year or two, coming out of that depression, we decided to try to have another child, and that child was born stillborn.
Oh,
and
Julie.
You talk about feeling that everything is against you. It's a matter of taking the time to grieve whatever you're grieving and see if there's people in your life that will give you an honest accounting of what is going on in your life. If it's truly debilitating where you're not going to get past it, or they can support you and help you through it. We were very fortunate to meet the right people at the same time, meet another brittle bone family that lifted us up. To get into a stillborn group that helped us get through that. If you can take the time to keep your eyes open, that you're willing to look and see that there are miracles in your life. The fact that, you know, you're at the lowest point and our pastor walked in the hospital room and was there to hold us. It's just a matter of trying to keep your eyes open and focusing on those little glimmers, even if it's just a little bit to start, you can build on that.
Yeah, we're not going to know why these things happen.
Gosh.
You'll find out eventually someday, but
Julie.
For right now, you do what Julie just said, and that's great advice.
And Julie, for you to reach out to help someone else, I hope you can sit there and look at how far you've come to be able to do that, to take your pain
so fortunate
to
and
help
blessed.
Someone.
Yes, and it does come. It took about 3-4 years for us to finally get out of that hole. But
sure.
It does come.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll take time.
And now that little brittle bone baby is going to be a mama herself, thanks to medical miracles and
Whoa.
The great care.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, she's due in July.
Oh my
That's wonderful.
My grandchild. Yeah.
Oh,
so.
Julie.
Nice,
wow.
Julie.
Yeah, and celebrate those wins and those moments. And like you said, look, even if it's little moments, those little moments can turn into big moments. And it's like a muscle, right? You need to flex that muscle to get it stronger and flex that muscle of looking around and trying to find the gratitude and the moments that you can look at and celebrate and keep that faith. Well, our hearts go out to you.
There's some days that are so dark, it's the smallest little thing is somebody giving you a parking spot, but they're there. You have to, and sometimes you got to look back. Sometimes on days you got to look back and think, okay, that person did this for me.
And right.
You know,
and
that
that's a really good thing to point out because maybe you can do something for somebody. Like even today, like if there's somebody looking for that parking spot, you know what? Take it. You don't know what other people are going through.
Radar.
That is a really good observation there, Julie. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks, Julie. Best of luck to all of you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Kelly, thanks for calling in to help out this mixed listener who sent in the question, how can you believe in faith and miracles when life keeps jabbing you down from every side?
Well, for me personally, I do have faith and I believe in God. And so when times get very hard, I ask God for more faith. And then I rely, and like you said on the radio, you said being thankful for at least three things and remembering that this is temporary and this too shall pass.
Oof. Yes, trying to find those moments. I mean, that's what everyone's saying here on the text line, trying so hard to find. And you said specifically three things, because there's got to be at least three things that you can say that you're thankful for every single day. And hopefully that list can grow and grow and grow. And you can start to realize that you are surrounded with wonderful things around you, despite the storm that you're in the moment.
Right. And when we go and help somebody, like I watched a pastor talk about, first and foremost in prayer, if you go and pray for 30 minutes, you're going to feel better about yourself because it gets you to not focus on yourself. Go and help somebody, then it gets you to not focus on yourself.
Sure.
Yes. Serving and leading with love, and like God is there for everything that you need. He's just waiting for you to come to Him in prayer and in faith, even in the most challenging times. And everybody suffers. Every single person, every single one of us, believer or not believer.
We're all going through something.
Yeah. But like you said, helping out someone else, putting that energy into that, that's also very healing too. And that's restoring other people's faith in humanity when you do
Huge.
That.
Huge. Big time.
Great advice. Oh my gosh. I love all this advice that's coming in. I just feel like we all are learning from this. And anyone that's going through some crap right now, aren't you feeling that moment of, I'm not alone.
No, I'm not alone. We're all going through it.
And there's ways to get through this.
Different ways, different things, though, but we are going through something. Thank you so much for that advice. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
And check out the text line, too. For first, whatever you're going through, you got this. Don't stop. So that's a big thing a lot of people are saying. Don't stop. It's going to get better. Second, don't look at social media for a while. So maybe we should stay away from social media.
Isn't that the truth?
Maybe.
Oh, man. I can remember going through my divorce when I lost the baby. It's like, get off social. Because you're going to compare. It's going to be hurtful.
No.
Everyone's going on with their lives. You feel like you're not. Take a break from social media. Uber driver Christian.
Hey.
Okay, so the question we got this morning was, how can you believe in faith and miracles when life keeps jabbing you down from every side? What is your advice?
Make sure to stop because I could go on forever. But my advice is that you don't know what you're being prepared for. When I was 18, I became diabetic and I thought it was like the end of my life, but I've become so much more healthy because I've actually paid attention to like what I'm putting in my body. And I know that without that, especially going through my college years, I probably would have made some pretty unhealthy choices.
Sure. Yeah. That kind of woke you up and that light bulb went off and said, no, I better just watch what I'm doing here.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then also I went through, this one was a really big one for me. I went through really severe depression for a couple of years and, it was hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. It was a very, very difficult time. But once I got to the other end, now when I meet people who are going through really bad times, I know how to talk to them. Like, I know how to reach them because I've been through it.
And how did you get through it, though? You said, you know, hey, you're going to get to the other side. What helps people get through that?
Talking to other people. There were a couple of different things. The biggest one was my best friend. I cannot shout this guy out enough. There were times where he'd have to work the next day and he'd be up till 4:30 in the morning with me.
Wow.
Just listening.
I remember distinctly watching the sunrise one morning and being like, ooh, we've been up all night. And we didn't even talk about my depression, but he'd been through it. And he knew what to look out for, and he knew that there were some really bad warning signs coming from me. And so he just stuck with me and stuck with me.
And it's kind of like what the theme has been, like, hey, you know what, if somebody's going through something, you don't know that, but, you know, help them out any way you can. Even if it's, as we mentioned with our previous caller, giving up a parking space to make somebody's day or staying up all night with a friend. That's some really good advice.
Oh my gosh, Uber driver Christian, and you're so right. You don't know what you're being prepared for. And look at you. You had, you know, difficult time. You had, you know, these problems going on, and now it can become someone else's playbook. I mean, you're able to help someone else when they're in need. Thank you for being so vulnerable and opening up about that to help out this mixed listener.
We're helping somebody today.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? And this is helping people that maybe aren't even going to call into this show that needed to hear this right now. True. And this was a big moment for this mixed listener to send out this question. How can you believe in faith and miracles when life keeps jabbing you down from every side? How about that? All the support of these people piling in right now and helping out this person that... we don't even know who this is. This is just an anonymous question that came out here through the text line. Thank you so much, Christian. You're the best. Appreciate you calling. I'm glad that you're in a much better spot, too.
No problem. One last thing, too. If this person is a person of faith, go to church wherever your faith is. Because if you're calling out for a miracle, you got to also listen for the reply.
Absolutely. Ooh. That is some great advice there.
That is great advice. Man. Thank you, Christian. Have an awesome weekend. Appreciate the call.
No problem. Have a good one.